Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Do you want to transform your life mentally, physically, and spiritually? Or maybe you want to understand how to strengthen your professional and personal life? Well, Reiki Services is proud to announce its Holistic Transformation Expo on October 12th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Horizon School in Atlanta, located at 1900 DeKalb Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. To find out more information about this transformation of a lifetime, go to www.reikiservices.com. That's www.reikeeservices.com. Spiritually, Reiki your life and open doors to new opportunities.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Carly Jackson. Now that we got that out of the way, we know who we are. We know what we are, that we are whole. We are the peace that we desire. And even though things are uncertain, we're standing on holy ground. We're standing on a strong ground. Why? Because our foundation is love. Yeah, I know, I know. You were expecting for something more dramatic. Love is dramatic. But you don't know it if you're sleeping. So, Mitan, please wake people up. Tell them what time it is, because too many people need to sleep. They don't understand the power of love. We're back. The Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. This is Mitan with Deva Pramol. Awakening. We're waking up. The time is now. Let's do it together.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic awakening. in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love.
I must have been a frustrated singer in my past life. No, actually, I was a great singer. What am I talking about? I'm still am.
Awakening. Awakening. We are awakening.
Yes, we are. yes, I am here to have fun no matter what. If you can't have fun, the uncertainties will just suck you right on in, and then you would just poof, disappear. You got to learn to laugh at yourself, at your silliness, at your insecurities. You know, just think about it. It really ain't that deep. Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's tough. It's challenging. It's all that stuff. Like, what the flip do you want from me? Gosh. Yes, that's a cleansing. We'll talk more about that. We are awakening. And my the wonderful singer in me is waking up. Rising up. You want to hear me sing another song? Okay. Good. I'm glad you said yes. I'm going to sing through my words, okay? So if you don't hear it, that's on you. Oh, God, life is good. Ah, it's Monday. Today it is anyway, because you may be listening to the show on another day. But it's just a day. It's a moment. It's a day. It's a moment in history. It's a moment in the history of your life. It's a moment in the legacy of your life. So in this moment, right here, right now, what are you doing with this moment? What thought are you thinking? What are you creating? What are you feeling? Guess what? Wherever you are right now, you create more of that. Somebody said, oh, shoot, let me change what I'm thinking then. Too late. You created it. But you don't have to worry about uncreating something. You can just create something different, something of a higher vibration. So don't trip. Don't trip about the past. Learn from it. Embrace it. Love it, because it is part of you. I just love it. I got all these non-physical beings waiting. They just wait by my side. They're like excited to jump inside of me to start talking. They're like, come on, hurry up. We love the music, but we want to say something. Come on. And the minute I open my mouth, they just take over. Oh, boy, and I've become an observer of these multiple personalities. Let me welcome you. Let's kind of have some ground. You know, we're still on Earth, non-physical beings, okay? Can we just do the things that we do normally? Because, you know, y'all don't understand what it's like to be on this planet. All the non-physical beings, I don't care if it's Archangel Michael, they're all out there. No body, no restriction, no limitation. Just can be anywhere, whenever they want. And we go to them, give us something we can use, but we're the one doing the real work. That's right, Abraham. That's right, Archangel Michael. But I thank all of you for the support that I get. Okay, see, I don't know where all of that's coming from. I didn't even plan to think to say that. I didn't even think about that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, let's take a breath. Everybody calm down. Too late. Anyway. Oh, I am possessed by spirit. Not spirits. Spirit. There's only one. I'm only possessed by the one. I'm intoxicated with love. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. I don't know what's going on. Good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins. And, ooh, guess what? You make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive. Now you can take it to the next level and start living. And start being who you really are. Now, you get to decide what that looks like. If you're not all the way happy, ain't nobody telling you to be happy. But just be where you are and recognize you don't want to be there. Identify where you want to be and shift your vibration just a tad. Not too much, just a little bit. You know, look in the mirror and just smirk like, I don't see what's funny about it, but I guess I'll laugh. Ah, I guess I'll write something. You make a difference. You're here for something bigger. One day, one person, or two, or three, or four, they're going to live out a thought that you left on this planet. And they may never know you. So remember that. You are here to add more love unto this realm. We welcome you, and you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am is your host. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach at a transformation agent. Can you hear the drums? The Naughty Professor. And the I Am that I Am. Hey, I am not responsible for all that I'm doing. I just make myself available. I think I'm going to listen to the show later, and I'm going to love it. Ooh, I like that switch. Welcome home. Welcome to yourself. Breathe in the breath of life. Know that life is for you, not against you. And today we want to support you to stand strong in the midst of uncertainty. And if you can't stand, I just want to just come closer to you and lean. Actually, I have you lean into me because I can stand strong for you. Just lean over to me. Just lean on me. It's okay. Don't worry about your weight or how heavy you are, how tall, how short, what it looks like. Just lean on me. Just lean on me. I got you. I got you because I got backup. I got folks on the other end. They got you too. But if you can't make connection, if you're not feeling it, lean on me until you make your own connection. Today's topic, today's theme, today's conversation is standing in the midst of uncertainties. And the theme for this month is say yes to love. Say yes to love. What does that mean? Keep listening. I'm going to give you some announcements. I said yes to love, and yes to love means, oh, wow, look at all these people in the chat room. Welcome, 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 welcome. How are you? Ooh, I feel like I have a party. Oh, Lord, I'm all excited now. Ooh, Hercules, Hercules. Okay, calm down. It's nice to see you guys. I wasn't looking in the chat room, but I probably will be out of chat room in a minute. Well, not out, but I just need to focus, you know? For those of you who host your own radio show, you know how it is. So let me tell you a little of some things that you need to know about. Today we are supporting you, we're supporting each other to walk, to stand strong in the midst of uncertainty. I'll give you a secret. I'll tell you something right now, and if you have to go, you have the gift. No, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to wait. Yes, actually, yes, I do. What's the name? Okay, so this is why I don't need to look at stuff. Glennis, I love the name. Okay, so Glenn, this is what I'm going to do. Hold on for me. Let me just lay the foundation. You're calling all the way from Australia, down under. So just keep listening. Just be patient. Let me do some what Celeste calls housekeeping. So, yes, so like Glennis did, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Actually, she's using Skype. You can use Skype, too. You can use Skype to call in. And you can post your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page or the Life Conversations Radio land page. Okay, yeah, that's like and fan together. Land page. That's it. Like page or fan page. And I am sort of, well, I'm not by myself. I am with myself. Celeste is allowing her body to do what it needs to do, which is healing. And we all need to create space for ourselves, for our bodies to heal. There's so much energy raining down on us, and we're feeling tired, but we say we don't have time to rest. Guess what? If you don't rest, you snap. When you snap, like that commercial, when you snap, you get a citation. When you get a – okay, if you don't know the commercial, who is it again? Oh, I know who it is, but I'm not going to tell you. But the whole idea, the premise what I'm saying is, we got to take time, and I got to take time to slow down. I don't know where all of this energy is coming from. I was so calm before the show. We want to talk about standing strong, and I'm all here, all hyped. No. I'm raising the vibration. That's what I'm doing. So, yes, we're taking your calls. Whatever you're moving through, whatever you're dealing with, call in. I don't care if you disagree. Call in. If you agree, call in. If you're just confused, call in. We are here to support you on your transformation journey. Life is for you, not against you. So tomorrow we have some practitioners joining us, and they're going to be sharing their skills. You know, on Life Conversations Radio, you never know what you're going to get. So just show up, and this is my summarized version of the announcement. If Celeste was here, she'll give you details. Ain't nobody got time for that. And Wednesday, we don't know who's going to join Life Coach Ade, but we'll see. You know, we just want to be uncertain. We want to practice. I'm practicing uncertainty. The theme for the month, as I said, on the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show is Say Yes to Love. Oh, a few more things. Thursday, we have Ambassador Sofera for the play experience. The question is, have you played with yourself today? Did you take time to play with yourself? And I'll say something in a minute, but let me tell you this. Have you taken time to purposely love and appreciate yourself? P-L-A-Y. Passionately love and appreciate yourself. Just you know, whatever you do with that, fine. Because it really doesn't matter. People say, get your mind out of the gutter. Why does sexuality, and what we call the private parts have to be dirty? That's a whole different conversation. You know, we call something so beautiful, so, oh, my God, when you connect with your beloved or whoever you meet at a bar for the night, in that moment when the whole of the universe explodes inside of you, oh, my God, it's the best thing. But we call that dirty-minded. What's really going on? So anyway, Ambassador's here for the play experience on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. And Celeste, if she is ready to rock and roll, if her body would allow her, next Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, for a celestial show with Celeste Morgan. Now, well, I think that's it. That's about it. There won't be no celestial moment. Glennis, let me see what I'm feeling. I need to tell people some things. Should I go to Glennis now? Or Glennis, can you be patient just a little while? I don't know. I think I want to come to you. No. I want to get this out of the way first, okay? Because then I can devote more time to you. Oh, see? I forgot to tell you. Oh, wait. The Ask Life Coach, I'm going to get to the topic. Just bear with me here. I'm doing what Celeste normally does. So I'm having to think for two people. Dangerous. On Friday, my show is syndicated on Within Radio. That's the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Saturday, I have another show, a musical show, on 12, that's the number one, number two, radio.com, 12radio.com, every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern. And that show is called The Sounds of Soul. I get to play all kind of music, and I don't know what I'm playing yet, but I've been thinking about it for the next show. But this past Saturday was the first one. Oh, my God. Even I enjoyed my show. I listened to the show, and I was dancing, and like, wow, this guy's awesome. But he's good, really. He's really good. He's being modest, but he's really good. So, yes, and it's been a busy week for me. The show started on 12 Radio Saturday. I had to put it together. I had a writing project that was way overdue that was just kicking my you-know-what, and I missed my sleep. I think I must have a date with my sleep after the show today. I mean, we got a date. We're going to take sleep out for some rest time. But, yes, I want to talk about time. I want to talk about that now. Let me reach over for something because I got backup. And, Glennis, let me go to Glennis. Hold on 1 second, Glennis. I'm going to do this. I won't say anything for a minute. I don't know if that's possible. Of course it is. Well, see? No, it's not going to work. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on. Just hang about. I'm still here. Don't panic. All is well. Embrace the uncertainty.
Steve. Okay, I'm back. Why are you hyperventilating? It's okay. I didn't go anywhere. Jeez. You people run too much. I don't know what's going on with this guy today. He is on something. Whatever he's on, he needs to stop it. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And yeah, life is happening. All right, let me see some of the things going on in here. Glennis, bear with me. I know it's right. What time is it over there in Australia? Is it? I think it's morning time. Is it? I don't know. Oh, midnight, I think. All right, let me hurry up and get to Glennis. All right. I'm just going to trust the process. Glennis said, you're going to talk to me. She's calling me. Hey, Glennis, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I am high on life. That's it.
I know. You sound wonderful, full of life. You'll have to share it.
Oh, yeah.
And
all you got to do.
And it's 3:25 a.m. here.
Oh, why do you sound so awake?
Because I'm a night owl. I just don't like going to bed. I know.
No, I understand the night owl thing. I'm kind of like that, too. I usually stay up till 4 o'clock. I've been staying up till 4 or 5 the last few days because I've been working on some things. But I'm getting better. I've been going to bed early now. Well, I was. I used to go.
So what time is it there?
Well, it's midday. Well, it's 12:26 right now. So we're just starting an hour day. Mm-hmm. While you're going to sleep. You're literally upside down.
I know. I should really be asleep, but I'm no closer to sleep than I am flying to the moon.
Fly me to the moon.
The moon.
Okay,
the energy is contagious. That's good. I like it.
Yes. So what are you moving through today? What's going on in your world, Glennis?
Well, I'm just wondering if there's a message there for me. I'm working on my my gift of being able to talk with spirit. And I have been channeling messages, and I've just got this feeling that there's an extra message there for me, and I'm wondering, have you got any messages for me?
Well, what I'm going to do, I have these beautiful cards that I'm going to pull for you, and it's the Black Angel cards. It's 36 oracle cards, and it was created by Zainju Earthling Manuel. Beautiful cards. And so I'm going to pull a card for you, and I'm going to do something different. Yeah, that's what I'm here to do. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to pull a card, okay? I'm shuffling them. They're pretty big, so I can't do that. Well, I'm not a good shuffler anyway. But this is some sound effect. Okay, so I'm shuffling them.
Do you know how I shuffle? I spread them over the table to shuffle.
I know, that's right. Well, yeah. I promise you. This card there are as big as, what would be a good description? Well, I'm not good. What, like an A4 size? Is that what an A4 size is? I don't know.
They're probably like the giant size riders, are they?
It is. It's not the regular small size.
Yeah.
All right. Just breathe in, Glennis. Breathe in.
Okay.
I want you to just focus, feel, sense the most amazing feeling of love watching and washing over you. I know that the fact that you're asking if there is a message, you already have the answer. So here's a card I'm pulling for you. And the card I pulled for you is the Seer, S-E-E-R.
Yeah?
Yes. And I will tell you what it means. It's
okay.
See, the way this card is created, it's there's what is known as the waking path and the sleeping path. The sleeping path is when you're kind of really just not really doing your thing. But, you know, and it's not even a negative because just like we have day and night, like most of us stay up at night, like you and I, we stay up late till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, but we're supposed to rest our body. So it helps us to rejuvenate. So the seer, the sleeping path, is obstructed and blind. Now, the waking path is when you, you know, when you wake up in the morning, starting a new day, a spring, is intuitive and psychic. So you said you listen to spirit, you said you channel, and the card I pulled for you is the seer. And
wonderful.
It is. The quote is, you trust your divine wisdom. That's the quote. Tell me about that.
Yeah, wonderful. I do trust my divine wisdom. Yeah, I do. I get a lot of wonderful messages from archangels and guides and family members. It's just beautiful.
Mm. Now, let me read a little bit about what Zenju or what the card says about you, which you already know. You're already walking in and knowing, and that's what I said earlier, that you know the fact that you're asking if you got a message is because you already got the answer. So the message is confirmation of what you said before I pulled a card. And it says, as a seer, you are all-knowing. Wisdom comes easily to you. On the waking path, you have a gift to see clearly the past, present, and future, and beyond our physical world. The wisdom you receive is a spiritual connection to ancestors and spirit beings. You act as a bridge between the seen and the unseen worlds. Your abilities may have come with you at birth or developed over time. You can find yourself with blessings to share or unwanted and unsettling information. You feel obligated to inform people what you are seeing, but you are reluctant to tell all. Although your gift has been misunderstood, you remain sensitive to the presence. On the waking path, you fully trust and use your intuition. When you receive messages seemingly out of nowhere, you trust them and use them for your life. In this way of seeing, you tend to follow the path of your soul. There's more, but I want to ask you, how's that resonating for you?
That is perfect. I love it. It is lovely. But, you know, there's just a little element there that, you know, the reason why I asked the question is because I have that little bit of lack of confidence in myself. I don't have lack of confidence in those that are giving me messages, but in myself, you know. What I was doing at first was doubting that what I was hearing was really being spoken to me. But then I've come to believe that write it down. The first thing that comes to me, write it down. And it's just amazing. And this has only been happening over the last 1 month, you know, that I've been writing. So it's just amazing.
Wow. Let me read some more for you, and we'll talk about that confidence thing, you know. I get it. I understand.
Okay.
So it goes on to say, on the sleeping path, you might find yourself hiding your sixth sense or ability to divine life. You may fear being judged as strange. This insecure feeling can lead to closing down your capacity for insight, which may have yet to be fully developed. Closing down such sensitivity cuts away a huge part of you, of who you really are. You may begin to distrust your perception of what's going on around you. Now, this is the sleeping path. If you start to get nervous and you let the not having the confidence, if you really just let that take you over, you may begin to distrust your perception of what's going on around you. You can no longer access the divine message you need to live your life. Denying your special gift is to become blind to it. Being a seer is an ancient indigenous way of moving through the world. In the modern day, it is very difficult to trust that we can connect to realms beyond this world. And yet, such seeing is a way of understanding and creating our lives. It is a way of walking in constant awareness. Awareness needed for navigating our daily lives. Continue to divine your life. Reclaim your true spirit of seeing, knowing, and truth. This is where your pure intelligence resides. It is a genuine intelligence that cannot be measured, and there are no diplomas, no, that's right, no degrees to signal your achievement at bringing forth wisdom. If you do not trust or use your intuitive sense, which we all have, you have turned your back on the gift given you at birth. Your gift of sight can be instrumental in keeping you on your path of life. The ridicule and misunderstanding that may come your way is based on fear of the unknown. Know that the world will catch up with you one day and acknowledge and honor seers for what they've contributed to humanity. When they catch up, let us hope you also will have begun to treasure your gifts. How does that feel?
Resonate
for you?
That is just perfect. I love it. And it really sings my song and makes me believe even more. And I thank you sincerely for reading that to me. It's good.
Yes.
So good. And it is a gift. It really is a lovely gift, isn't it?
It is a gift. It's an amazing gift. And the gift that you're giving me and the gift that you're giving the listeners is today's topic, conversation, is standing strong in the midst of uncertainties. So, you know, most of us are going through a lot of changes nowadays, but we have forgotten how to listen to spirit, how to listen to our intuition. Some of us stopped listening because we thought it was crazy. We thought people were going to judge us. So when we go through moments like this, we get nervous, we get afraid, we think we're being punished. But the gift that you're giving to all of us right now is to remember to tune in and listen. And even if it doesn't make sense to the five senses, to still move forward. And yeah, you're doing your work, even under the guise of asking questions. Don't you
Absolutely.
Just love it?
Yeah. The listening is certainly essential, that's for sure. So now, the first thing that I hear, I write it down, and then when I read it later, it's amazing because what I'm hearing relates to what's happening in the world today as well.
Yes, yes.
What I'm hearing... Oh, yeah, because what I'm hearing is also like a commentary on the awful things that are happening in the world today. And I'm being asked, as I write, to also write down the things that are happening, you know, like the shootings in America and the awful things in other countries that are happening. So, you know, I'm not one that knows geography, so now I've got to take note of the towns, the cities, and the happenings. And I usually choose not to tune into those awful things because, as an empath, they bother me. But I'm going to have to put that in with my writings because that's what I've been asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And the great thing about it, as an empath, the great thing about it, you have support. You have people behind you. You have friends, like I say, friends in high places. And so they're going to watch over you. You just got to keep your intention pure, focus on love, and you're good. We need more people like you.
Thank you so much. And, you know, one of the things that I found is I started to get a little casual, and when I was going into meditation, I was neglecting to shield myself beforehand. And then yesterday I came across this awful dark entity that scared the heck out of me. So, you know, there's a lesson always in everything that happens. Shield myself, Dennis. You know, I've got to be smarter and not be so casual and shield myself, yeah, because that dark entity was really awful.
Yeah, it's all about spiritual maturity. You know, you got to be careful.
Absolutely.
If you're cooking something, you got to be careful. If a child goes there, you got to tell the child to move back. So you have to be responsible for the gift. You have to be responsible for the energy that you invite in. So you said you've been getting messages. In a sentence, tell us what we need to focus on while we all grow through all these changes. What's the message for humanity that you have for us?
The greatest message that I have been given is to love and to understand and to accept that we are one, that we all may have different gods by different names, but we are one, that we need to understand the differences between us and share the love, to come to an understanding so that we don't have anger, and the anger then creates more problems, you know. So we need to be thinking and avoiding the controversies that thinking can eliminate. So yes, it all comes back to love.
It all comes back to love. My dear friend, my new friend, my sister, myself. Thank you for staying up for this. And don't go to bed yet. You got about another hour and 20 minutes before you go to bed, because that's when my show is finishing.
I won't. I'll stay with you. Thank you.
Thank you,
I love talking to you. Thank you so much.
Yes, feeling is mutual. Thank you, darling.
Life
is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Mother Wit, I'll come to you in a minute. Let me lay foundations, because, you know, some people say, I want to know how to stand strong in the midst of uncertainties. I don't want to record. Or maybe they're not saying that. Maybe it's just me projecting all over people. Excuse me. Sorry. I projected all over you. Okay. Mother Wit, I'll come to you. Standing strong in the midst of uncertainty. So much is going on. Glennis was sharing with us what she's moving through. And the question is, what are you moving through? What is going on in your world? What is shaking your ground? How strong do you feel where you are right now? Here's one thing I would say to you, and Glennis said it, but I want to say a little bit differently. See, two things. The uncertainties is just part of life. It's part of the crumbling of the old. You want the crumbling to take place. You want the dying to happen. As a matter of fact, not only do you want it, you pray for it. You affirm for what is happening in your life. Now, it wasn't directly. It was indirectly. For some people, it was probably directly. But when you hold a higher vision for yourself, when you proclaim and declare that you want to be of service, when you say, here I am, Spirit, God, Source, Divine, Great One, I don't know, the higher beings, whatever you are out there, I want to know why I'm here. When you make that kind of declaration, when you pray that kind of prayer, all of life, the universe, conspires to meet your need, to meet your request. Every day when you wake up, life asks you, what would you like to have today? You know when you go to a restaurant, what are you having today? And the waiter stands there with pen and paper and take notes. Can I have number two, or can I have that without the onions? Can I have extra mushroom on that? The server takes notes. And then once you're done, so you don't get caught up in monkey mind and changing your mind and going back and forth, the server takes the menu off you and says, thank you very much, and takes it to the next level and then gives it to the chef in the kitchen. And you carry on doing what you're doing, talking with your friends. And now if it takes too long, you may be grumbling. But if you're having a good time sharing, if you're by yourself, you're probably on your smartphone or watching the big screen they have wherever you are, or just wishing you weren't having dinner all by yourself and feeling sad while somebody's making extra love and trying to produce this food for you, and you're feeling sorry for yourself. But whatever the case may be, when the food is ready, they bring it. And just, we're going to assume that, you know, they put a lot of love into it. They gave you exactly what you wanted, because humans, sometimes they get forgetful. But let's say these people didn't, and you start eating, and you're like, oh, my God, this tastes good. I love this restaurant. That's why I keep coming back. What's the point for all of that? That's how the universe is. The universe every day asks us, how may I serve you? What do you want? So when you set an intention to be more, to step into your greater yet to be. Oh, check this out. When you said yes to love, you've listened to the show saying, you know, this crazy nut keeps talking about saying yes to love. I think it's right, but I'm scared, but I'm going to try it. He talks about surrender. I'm going to try it. When you said yes to love, love said, I got you. So all the things that are no longer serving you start to crumble. And not just you, we see it. When a government shuts down because they can't agree on budget, because they got issues about taking care of their own citizens, crazy, but there's a spiritual message. You can't
pour new wine into old wineskin. So, yes, something will have to crumble so we can start to see how to take care of our own, wherever we are in the world. And because we're one, we're interconnected, we're interrelated. We are so, but actually, as a matter of fact, I want to do something different here. We're not separated, but I want to paint the real pictures. From what I see, Republicans are saying, no, we don't want Obamacare. We don't want to care about people because we have a better plan. But what do? We stand in a place we know, not we, Republicans. And all the political people, it's okay, calm down. It's just, you know. But anyway, I'm moving on. But we would tell, 800,000 people to stay home? Where is the love? Ooh, I'm hearing Black Eyed Peas now. Where is the love? How much do we really care? But the truth is, it's not even about judgment about Republicans or the Democrat, and you can get into the debates about what I said. That's on you. I ain't got time for that. You can stand your ground or whatever you want, but I'm standing my ground for love, for compassion, for togetherness. So underneath all of that, there's a shaking up and a shaking down that is taking place. Now, this is the one thing that I wanted to tell you at the beginning before I gave you that long story, because it's needed. Sometimes it's scary to stand alone or stand with. But you have to fall in love with love in a whole new way, that love becomes your foundation. When love becomes your foundation, you can stand strong in the midst of uncertainties. Let love be your therapist. Let love be your lover. Let love be your healer. I know some people think, oh, love, there's more. Do you understand what love is? Yeah. I can't even define it. Why? Because no matter what I do, if I go pull dictionaries and pull the greatest mind in the world to talk about what love is, that is not even a tip of the iceberg, because love is so much more. It is so much more. It's a moment-to-moment-to-moment experience. Now, if you want to know the love, if you want to rehearse embracing that kind of love, when you are moving through uncertainties, it's the perfect time to rehearse dating love. If you haven't quite completely given over, if you haven't decided to walk down the aisle with love, I'm not talking about sentimentality. I'm talking about your true nature. So this is how you date love. If, you know, if some people say, I already love myself, I understand that, so why are we even having a conversation? Because truly, if you're loving from a place of deep, profound love, you don't have to say it. Your actions. People walk by you and they just drop in their crutches. People walk in, they're throwing away their sunglasses because they can see. People come and just want to give you a hug. It's like, wow, what is it about you? See, this whole spiritual journey is not for punks. So when you left the kind of other world and say, you know, I don't like this. I want to know who I am. I want to be the light. I want to be on purpose. I want to live my passion. I want to love. I want to help people. Oh, yeah, you stepped into a whole different level. Man, you didn't even know. And some of you thought you were leaving behind your dark side, your shadow self. Oh, I'm insecure about this, I'm insecure about that. But if I go to the light of spirituality, I never have to deal with that again. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Actually, a spiritual path takes you, just gently turns you to look at what you're running from and reminding you that it has no power over you. Yes, it's scary. I tell you something. Sometimes, you know, there'll be a time in your life where you receive everything. We can relate to this. You know, times when you've got something that you want, it could be the perfect job, the gift that you've always wanted, the perfect relationship, romantic relationship right here is what we're talking about, romantic relationship. You just, oh, you've got the perfect house, you've been dreaming about it, you're moving, or you're in bed with your lover, you wake up in the morning, you forget you have to go to work because you're just lying there looking and smiling and saying, oh, gosh, I'm so grateful. You know, maybe you've got a car. You just open the window every now and then to see if it's out there. But the human, there's this conditioning in us. We're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Because we see it in the movies and and commercials. Like, people are so happy and suddenly something bad happens. So we have such a low threshold for success, for joy. When we get what we want, oh, my God, I know I should be grateful, but I'm just afraid I'm going to lose it. But when you didn't have it, you were saying, why is it not happening? It's never going to happen. When it happened, oh, my God, I'm going to lose it. You know, we're so schizophrenic. So while you're going through this moment of pain, of growth, or maybe you're in a place of sort of content, you can feel something else calling you, pulling you, this is a good time to take love out on a date. Especially when your life is upside down. Can you, will you, love yourself even though your life looks like it's in a mess? Are you willing to love yourself even though you seem to be making the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over and over? Will you forgive yourself? Will you continue to love yourself even though you made a promise to lose weight, but here you are putting on weight? Like, ah, dang. Will you forgive yourself even though you said you're going to wake up early? But you keep staying in bed, don't get up, don't do what you say you said you're going to do. Now, you get to choose. You can beat yourself up or you can lift yourself up. Moving through the changes, and there's so much more to come. There's so much more to come. There's so much more we're going through. Now, we must be willing to let go of different ways of being. I tell you something, this last few weeks, it kicked my you-know-what. I mean, I have... As I said earlier, I started a new radio show where I play music on 12radio.com on Saturdays. I had to because it's a pre-recorded show. I don't like telling people that. But get over yourself, man. It ain't that deep. They're still going to listen. Okay. It's a pre-recorded show. But I have so much fun recording the show. Well, actually, yeah, I have fun recording. I do, actually. But anyway, I digress. So the show, I've always wanted to do a musical show where most of what I do is less of the talk, more of the music, to share music that inspire me, music that touch me on a soul level, and to play songs that people like to hear. You know, that's just, it's just, I don't know why, I just love it. And I write for Hillside Truth Center now. They have a daily devotional called Daily Thoughts from the Hill. And part of this last few weeks, I've been working on it. And so in the midst of recording a new show, trying to submit the month write-up, because I write for the whole 30, I write every other month. And so I was writing for the month of December. And I got to do things for the radio show and other things, my personal life. And I was like, hey, I don't know about doing all the things that I've always wanted to do because it was calling for so much more. And, you know, check on emails for guests who are coming on the show while trying to complete something that was already late, you know, still trying to have. It was just so much happening. But, you know, in that, I still was grateful. Now, I'm not saying I still was grateful, like, look at me, I'm grateful. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I realize that I asked for this. I asked for all the things that are happening. And, well, some of it I didn't. The writing of the Daily Thought, my name got put forward. I didn't know anything about it. But it's when I heard about it, I was touched, I was moved. And to be able to write something that people read, that they read over and over again, that changes their life, that touches their consciousness, oh, my God, thank you. Thank you. So one of the things I've been saying to myself in the last 24 hours, you have got to get better with how you use your time. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm asking for help right now. I need y'all to help me. I just have to tell them that I need help. Yeah. Because you got to tell them why they're waiting. But what's that? What am I saying? Is every choice has its own responsibility. Every choice. What are you asking for? What is moving in your life? Even if it's a health challenge, can you remind yourself that health is your birthright? That there is a part of you, as a matter of fact, your true nature is always whole and always healthy. Okay, it depends on where you are. That might be hard for you to receive. Well, find something simple that you can hold on to. Maybe it's a thought of God loves me. Maybe it's a thought of the life is supporting my healing. Or my wife, my husband, my boyfriend, my best friend loves me. Find a simple truth to help you keep moving forward. And you've really got to pay attention to the conversation you're having with people if you want to demonstrate the truth, if you're ready to embody what you say is truth. Because you can't say we are one. Well, you can because we do. But you can't really say you believe that we are one and we are brothers and sisters and we're interrelated and interconnected, interdependent on one another, and you are quick to just judge or curse people out. Look at that fool. Well, guess what? Whenever you judge somebody, you're judging yourself. Whenever you bless somebody, whenever you pray for somebody, whenever you send love and or light out, you are doing the same thing to yourself. Because why? Yeah, that works. Why? You are the generator that's generating that energy of judgment of love. And whatever energy you're vibrating, guess what? Your body pays attention. So the energy, the vibration, the thoughts, the conversation of judgment, of guilt, of blame, of shame cause yourself to go, I wish she doesn't do this. Oh, my God, it feels like an earthquake in here. Oh, I can't breathe. Those are yourselves talking. I can't breathe. I wish you'd just be light about things. I'm trying to renew myself. I'm trying to make new kidneys. And I'm trying to, you know, build these blood cells. And she's judging folks. Oh, God, I can't do this. Why blood cells? Can you help? No, there's stress going on right now. We got to protect. We need to protect the body. But when you're joyful, when you choose in a better feeling thought, when you say, you know what, I'm going through this experience, I don't like it, but I'm open for the lesson. Oh, your cells are, I feel so light. Oh, I feel like multiplying myself. Oh, there's a healing that needs to be done in that toe. Oh, let's send some blood down that direction. Oh, oxygen flows into your body. Your cells are dancing. Your cells are celebrating. You are in control of what your body is moving through. When love is your foundation, the uncertainties are not so scary. I didn't say it's not scary. Some people may tell you it's not. I'm not there yet. I haven't experienced that. Sometimes the uncertainties will scare the mess out of you. Ooh-wee! You don't know what's going to happen. But that's life. That's real birthing. Now, I'm not saying be crazy, because you have the gift of intuition. You have the gift of the inner knowing of wisdom that, man, Google.com ain't got nothing on your search engine. Oh, wow, you got the most powerful search engine. There's nothing thing you can ask that it won't bring up. And it won't bring up a million of suggestions. It will give you the best answer. And all you need is a top one. You don't have to scroll down and get distracted by something else. Like, ooh, look at that video. Oh, my God, I like that image. But the search engine inside of you, your internal guidance system, you ask a question, it will give you just what you need and cut out all the other BS. And you can call that belief system or the other one. When love is your foundation, you see your life differently. When love is your foundation, you start tapping into gifts and dreams and visions that were once dormant. At the same time, chances are there's going to be some crumbling. There's going to be some things crumbling. And the truth is, when they're crumbling and you try to hide it from others, good luck with that. Now, I'm not saying tell people what you're moving through, but it's important to have somebody to share with that you could completely get naked. Naked. That's what folks say. So let's say that, naked. Why would Celeste say that? Why not? Haven't you said naked before? Oh, Lord, help me. Jesus, lay hands on me, Holy Spirit. We get worried. As I said at the beginning, you know, when we're talking about playing with yourself and naked. Oh, my God. Ooh, cover your ears. I won't go that direction. But it's important. Let's stay on point. It's important to have somebody you can get naked with emotionally, that you can just share your vulnerabilities, and you know that they're going to hold you in a space and place of compassion. And rather than make the whole thing about the uncertainty all about you because you ain't done this, just stop it. Some of the things you're going through, it's a mirror of what happened in past life. Some of the things you're going through is something that you've been running from that maybe happened when you were a child that's now coming up to be released. Some of the things you're moving through, they're trying to get out of you. They said, let me get the hell out of here. And you say, why the hell am I still dealing with this? They say, I don't know, but I'm trying to leave. But you keep holding on. You keep talking about my life is a mess. My life is a mess. They're like, I'm trying to get out. We're all being given an opportunity to step out and be the change. This whole thing, this God talk, this God conversation, this divine feminine, and this awakening and the unity that we're talking about, this is the golden age. You actually thought that was going to happen without some dying process? Yeah, okay, so we did know, but it's different when we experience it. It is. That's why it's important when you move through your growth experiences to not only when you move through it, while you're in it, do your spiritual practice. When things are going the way that makes you feel very comfortable, continue to do your spiritual practice. Because if you focus on doing your spiritual practice, if you keep meditating, praying, just allowing yourself to be a representative for love, for kindness, when you move into a space where things are getting, things are shaking up, there will be something in your consciousness, something from the next realm, something would come back to you to say, it's okay, you're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. This thing called truth is not for wimps. It's not for punks. We are here to demonstrate the truth. And yes, when you feel sad, when you feel angry, when you feel frustrated, honor it. Don't deny it. And for goodness sake, let life, let people help you. life is good. It's getting better. And the golden age, the awakening, is about refusing to rely on the five senses. You honor it, you acknowledge it, but you know there's more. That real life is actually happening in the unseen world. So we say we're afraid of the unknown, but the unknown is your gift. The unknown is your friend. Because in that space of unknowing is where you get to birth a new reality. Because what you know, I mean, you know what you know. And that's not helping you. So now, why not cultivate a loving relationship with the unknown? See, in the unknown realm is where your higher self is. In the unknown is where all the help lives. In the unknown, the vibration of your ancestors are there, cheering you on, saying you can do it. Come on, it's okay. Let go. Push forward. Let go. Push. Let go. Hold on. Let go. But if we spend our lives putting on all kind of makeup, you know, I'm not just talking about females here. I'm talking about all of us. Some of men put makeup on with their car, with their clothes, with their hat, with their suit. But the woman they're dating this time around, how many women men slept with, we put makeup on in so many different ways. And some women put makeup on because they're trying to hide something they're ashamed about. Wow, talk about blaspheme. You are an expression of God. You're a God in action, and you're ashamed of God, your God self? Rethink. I'm not saying don't wear makeup. Do whatever you want. It's your world. I just invite you to think of the intention behind the makeup, the intention behind the weave and the wig, the dress, that you know if you bend down, it's going to... What's the intention? It's time to be free. It's time to take a break. Let's see. Electra said, yes. Okay, Electra's referring to something I said before. So she said, yes, that's related to something Brené Brown said last night on Oprah's live class. Brené said, if you can't accept help but always want to give help, it means that you are judging those in need of help. Ooh, let the church say amen. Let me read that again. Brené Brown said on Oprah's live class, if you can't accept help but always want to give help, it means that you are judging those in need of help. Let's sit with that for a minute. It's law, because if that's getting your mind ticking along and you're saying, no, I can't receive help, but no, I don't judge people, I help. I'm happy to help them. Now, if that's the case, why can't you receive help? What stops you from receiving help? I don't want to appear weak. I don't want to appear needy. I don't want to be a burden. I don't want people to think I'm not responsible. Well, if you hold those thoughts about yourself, unconsciously you project that energy onto others that are asking for your help. So you're not really helping them if you can't receive help. Yeah, you need to drink on that one. Drink some water. Let's take a break. This thing called life is just exciting. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Press 1 on your keypad and we'll be happy to come to you. That's right, we'll be happy. All of us will be happy to come to you. Mother Wit, I haven't forgotten you. Just listening. And if you have any questions or comments,
You can share it on the like pages, what I call the land pages, because it's like and fan together, land pages. Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show land page. Gosh, I'm a mess. That's right. And I embrace the messiness that is me. In my messiness is my goodness. Okay, so there's also a land page called Life Conversations Radio. Or you can just share in the chat room. And those of you who are listening on the phone line, thank you for listening. I appreciate you all. Those listening live right now, thank you. Those of you listening on the archive, thank you, thank you, thank you. Within radio listeners, we appreciate you. And I thank you all for just all what you're doing, your commitment to your own spiritual growth, even when it's challenging, even when you want to give up, even when you think, I got to go back to work, or I don't think I can parent well, I think I need to give my child up for adoption, but you keep pushing through. I don't know if I'm the best one to take care of my parents, but you keep pushing through. Or times you push through in your own grief, in your own pain, you help others. I celebrate you. I honor you. The truth is we need each other. And we also invite you to donate to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show if you feel that this show has inspired you, touched you, shift your consciousness. Donate, give, tithe to the show as a way of expressing your gratitude. Let your spirit be your guide. We are going to take a break, and my brother, oh my God, this is great. Mark Hawson just walked in the studio. He said he has something he has to say. I don't know why it came from his radio network, 1-2 Radio, and come over to Life Conversations Radio, but let's hear what he has to say. Mark, you better be good. Better be good.
Hi, this is Mark Hawson, founder of 1-2Radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Mark, you know what? You say something like that, you can come every day when I'm doing my show, okay? Give me some high five. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Yeah. I'm crazy. To request a sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Do you want to transform your life mentally, physically, and spiritually? Or maybe you want to understand how to strengthen your professional and personal life? Well, Reiki Services is proud to announce its Holistic Transformation Expo on October 12th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Horizon School in Atlanta, located at 1900 DeKalb Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. To find out more information about this transformation of a lifetime, go to www.reikiservices.com. That's www.reikeeservices.com. Spiritually, Reiki your life and open doors to new opportunities.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 1-2Listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2Listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 1-2Listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you too, my brother, Jack Armstrong. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show.
And we're just here to remind you of your magnificence, that you are the light of the world, that you're here to light up this planet. You're here to transform yourself and others. And you are the chosen one. You know, you're here on a special assignment. And what you're moving through, the challenges are just simply fine-tuning your greatness. You're being polished by life. Life said, oh, come here, let me buff you here. Ooh, let me buff your ego here. This ego is getting too sharp. You may cut you. Or I know you've got great things that you want to do, but this ego is a bit sharp. Let me just sand it down a little bit because people are going to want to hug you. And we can't have you going out there scratching people. So don't worry. The pain that you're feeling is just you're being buffed by life. Wax on, wax off, wax on. Ooh, just keep doing it and rubbing it and doing it and doing it and doing it well. Here's a reminder for us all, and then we'll come to Mother Wit. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Adet Radio Show, this special edition where we sprinkle the show with some serious madness, silliness, and transformation. We'll be back.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Ooh, I hear my singing voice. Actually, I don't have to worry about that, 'cause I hear my voice when Carly Jackson sings. Oh, my God, I got the best voice. Oh, my God, did you hear my voice? 'Cause we are one. Carly Jackson. To find out more about Carly, Facebook, or her name is Carly Jackson, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. And I just want to do a love-out. We don't do shout-outs, but we settle for love-out to Nisi, Donna, Electra, Emilio, and let's see, who else do I see? Love and Happiness, Tia, and Daru. I wonder what Daru's name is, Dara, and all the silent listeners. And all the people, oh, guess who? I know somebody else is listening, but they don't think I know they're there. Yvette, I see you. That's right. She said, what? How do you know I'm listening?
because I know you. And all the other silent listeners, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being the change you want to see, being part of the global movement, a universal evolution. We're all growing, we're evolving. And I thank you for your support. I thank you for the donations. I thank you for the feedback. We're in this together. And sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself, but when I see y'all in there, I don't feel so crazy. I'm still crazy, but I just don't feel as crazy. I'm just a little bit less. At least they're listening to me, and they keep coming back. So either they love me or they're crazy, or maybe they love me and crazy. Now, let's take a call. Yeah, there is no Celestial moment today because Celeste has been forced to take a break because her body said, you know what, chick? You're doing too much. We refuse. Her cells, her organs, they're protesting. What do we want? Rest. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Rest. Celeste is like, well, not now, people. I got stuff to do. And they say, okay, you keep it up. Now, they got their rest. And she has no choice but to relax. And if you don't know who Celeste is, keep listening. She's my co-producer. And, you know, she's the reason I'm like this. If you think I'm just crazy and you just wish I wasn't as crazy, it's because Celeste is not here. Because she brings that Taurus thing and just kind of tell me to behave myself. Like, you got a brand. Be professional. Stop being silly. People don't like that. And she tells me, too, stop lying. Hey, Valerie, Mother Wit, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Eddie. I called
in. How are you? Why are you whispering?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, well, just a tad bit, but I think I can still hear you. Yes, I am.
There's so much going on right now in the world and as an empath. I'm just picking up so much stuff, and some of it's mine and some of it isn't, and there's a lot of uncertainty. And I wanted a card reading from you.
Okay, sounds good. But before I pull a card, why are you picking up all this stuff? Why are you picking up your stuff and other people's stuff? Ain't nobody got time for that. Why are you picking stuff up?
I don't know how to just turn it off. I can turn it down, but I can't turn it off. So I've turned it down as much as it'll go down.
You don't have to turn it off. You just have to stop picking stuff up. You carry other people's stuff. I want to say something else, but I won't. You just ain't got time for that.
No, I want to hear. What were you going to say? Say it.
Well, I actually hear something that I'm going to say, but I'm not going to say it because I know the card is going to say it. The card is going to say it. So that way you won't get mad at me or like you normally do, because you have a dark side. You have a shadow self. You might throw shoes at me, but you can't
That's
throw
right.
shoes at
I
the car.
I can find all, I go Google all the ugly shoes and I throw them at me.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let the card say what I'm already thinking, because maybe it might come out. It might slip out. If it slip out, I'm sorry.
That laugh says, no, you're not.
I am here to speak the truth. I am here to speak the truth.
And talking about other people's dark side, see, yours is coming out.
Oh, my dark side comes out, and when it comes out, it's like, ooh, how you like me now?
Oh, my goodness.
It's my dark side that shines my light, because it's like, oh, my God, you got that going on inside of you, and you're still opening your mouth talking about the stuff you talk about? Dude, I thought you had your life together. Okay, so let's come back to you. Take a breath. Breathe in. Breathe in the breath of life, the breath of love, the breath of God.
Yes.
Just feel life take. Yes. Feel. Yes, right. Feel life taken off all the things you're picking up, all the stuff you don't need, all the stuff you're picking up in order to use it to define yourself. It's time to let it go. So now we're pulling a card. Ha, 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 ha. See? You're supposed to be planting stuff, but you keep picking stuff up. You want to know what card you have?
Yes.
the card you have, the card that wants to speak to you today is the sower, S-O-W-E-R. I'm going to spell it because people get caught up in the accent. What are you sowing? What are you planting?
Hope, dreams, love.
But how are you doing that? Why are you picking stuff up? You're picking all this other stuff. Your hands are full.
I've got more than just those two hands. I have invisible hands as well.
Don't be getting no spiritual on me.
You know that's me.
Right
now. You know that's what I do.
Scotty, you gonna come ask for a card? You better come correct. Or else you're gonna come here, ask for a card in order to put things you don't need to be carrying, and then after the conversation, you still feel like, oh, my back hurts. So anyway. Hey, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just delivering a message. Okay, let me tell you, you know about the Black Angel cards. I won't do, well, for those who don't know, the Black Angel cards, once again, if you want to hear the beginning of the show, take a breath, was created by Zenju Earthly Manuel, beautiful sister who wears love so well. And you need to get yourself... You know, this is a good card. But anyway, now here's your message. The quote for the sower is, you are bringing forth life from the seeds that have been planted. How does that feel for you?
That feels empowering.
Okay, good. All right, so the waking path, which is when you're awake in alignment and you're dancing with life in alignment, is flourishing, and the sleeping path is disappearing. Mm-hmm. Have you been hiding lately? I'm giving you spiritual correctness now.
I have been wanting to hibernate. It's starting to get cold, and my nesting instincts are taking over, and I'm single, and I'm like, okay, we got to get somebody in here because we need to spoon. I have remembered spooning. And I want a spoon. I want to be held. And it's getting... Why is this so funny?
You want to know what's funny? I love how you started a conversation that I've been picking up stuff. Some of it is mine. Some of it is other people's. And I just need to pull a card. You know, I pick up stuff. That's just who I am. So now you're just like, okay, let's just tell the truth. I'm feeling lonely.
That is not what I said, Ajay.
Sometimes I have a problem understanding what people are saying. Maybe it's the accent. Okay, tell me again. What did you say?
I said my nesting instincts are coming out. It is harvest. The card is sore, and I'm saying that it's the harvesting season. It feels like it's already came and gone and. I'm ready now to just rest before spring comes when you have to start planting again. I'm already in the hibernating, needing to... You asked me about hiding. For me, that's what hibernation is. It's about...
Okay.
And I guess it's there's so much going on. I've been examining old patterns. And like you said earlier in your show... The old patterns are dying out. They're fading away. And they're resurfacing to show you how much you have grown. And so I'm like, okay. And now it's like, this is all worn me out.
What is that? Okay. What is that? What is that? Okay. What is that?
The okay is this agreeing with the energy that is flowing.
Okay.
It instead of fighting it or doubting it, it's like, yes, all of this has happened. Yes, it has passed through me. Yes, okay. And instead of saying next, I'm saying, no, I'm sleepy, I want to rest. Hold off on the next.
I'm sleepy, hold on for the next because I want a spoon. Okay, let me read what
the
card says.
Oh, see, you are so bad. Shut up.
Bad? All I did was repeat what you said. How am I the bad one? See, that's why I don't like spiritual people. Spiritual people just like to predict all over folks. See, the religious people will blame it on the devil. But spiritual people just predict. Okay, all right, let me read. Okay, let me read what the sower is about. Yes, indeed. The sower germinates and brings out what is hidden in us and around us. Your innovative and creative spirit brings out the best potential in people and places. In that sense, you are a creator by expanding our collective consciousness about everything around us. You live and breathe knowing that something new and exciting is on the horizon. Your imagination is so vast and deep that you even... Didn't you get this car before?
Probably.
You're probably my foot. Yeah, I'm just saying, wait a minute, I never read this to you. See? She's in denial. Your imagination is so vast and deep that even you are surprised at the scope of your visions. You bring forth ideas that can change the way the world works. The power of your ideas and creations can become part of the evolution of humankind when you pursue your creativity and sacredness. You affect large masses of people with the simplest shift. On the waking path, you flourish and achieve your highest potential. In flourishing, you feel a sense of worthiness. You have truly earned your place in the world. How does that resonate for you?
It sounds like Spirit is saying, okay, you deserve your little rest. Go ahead. You've been doing what you're supposed to. You've been doing the work. You've been doing it. Your light is shining. Other people can see it. And it's freeing them to shine their own lights, much like Marianne Williamson is saying. So I guess I can. I still need somebody to spoon with, but I'm.
Yeah, see, future people, they just don't tell the truth, do they? So all is well, life is good. I know I'm never alone because I am one with God. I'm lonely, but no, I'm not because all alone means all one. Tell the truth. Okay, here, on the sleeping path, your creations are sometimes so soul-consuming that people are afraid to join you in your work. They stand back, watch, and wait. Okay, they stand back, watch, and go ahead.
I'm sorry, but you know me, you know what I'm going through with what I'm trying to do with the universal womb. And that is so the truth. And keep going because you're telling me what you're saying now is directly from Mama. So I'm just going to shut up and let you speak as the vessel.
Okay. They stand back, watch, and wait to see just what you are trying to create. Your actions may give the appearance that you are only focused on your own ideas of things. In relationships, you can seem controlling with your distinctive idea of how things should go. In actuality, you would like to be known or recognized for what you can bring to the world. Yet you can be saddened with thoughts that no one really knows your capabilities. You may hide your deeper self for fear of emotional injury. If you're hiding, then you feel you will not... Okay, let's read that again. If you're hiding, then you feel you will not get hurt. That don't make sense to me. I think there's a typo in there. If you're hiding, then you feel you will not get hurt. Maybe that you'll get hurt. You can be fearful. You can be fearful of doing work. Say that again?
I said that part makes sense. You're talking to... And a lot of people, I don't think, as a survivor of abuse, rape, whatever you want to call it, there's so many different things. Mm-hmm. But when you have gone through those things, you naturally, you've learned, just like you were saying, you learned how to wear the makeup of invisibility, of the hiding.
Mm-hmm.
My weight, for example, is one of my techniques for hiding. So losing a lot of weight now is the recognition is, you know, people are, starting to look and everything. And I'm like, what are you looking at? Don't be looking at me. What? What?
Mm-hmm.
you know, I can't accept compliments, and it's like, oh. And I forget that I've been used to hiding for so long that that's no longer there. I'm not wanting to be seen to, you know, wanting to be a vessel and recognizing myself as a priestess. You know, I'm out there. So that's deep. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Nothing to be sorry about, because that's what it's got to resonate for you. You can be fearful of doing work that could impact a world that has yet to fully acknowledge the unique gift you were born with. So in soul sleeping, your vitality is decreased and your divine creation becomes stale or lost. Go forward with your bold ideas. Conquer any doubts that your contribution are worthy. Show up and be seen. You're probably looking for the courage to come forth with your life, creations, and ideas. You may need to believe that your conceptions are not just mere fantasy, but rather real discoveries for you to manifest. Be careful how you treat others. Allow them to express their creativity just as you so enjoy doing. Know that it takes patience for seeds to grow into blossoms. Whether they are ideas, creations, or relationships, eventually all will know who you are.
Okay, good. I'm a late bloomer, so that's good.
It's good. It's late late blooming is cool, too. At least you're blooming, you know? Because here's the thing. I want to talk about the thing about what you're used to. See, when we are stepping up, when we step into our greater yet to be, when we say yes to life, when we say, okay, God, Goddess, I want to be more, I want to really show up, sometimes we want to have the consciousness to right now, even though we're not at the place, you know. See, what you desire, what you're wanting to feel, who you want to be, would happen along the way. Let me give you an example so that makes sense. You think of Oprah, some of the interviews that I've seen. You know, yes, she was doing a show for 5 days a week, but having to run her own network calls for something more, calls for something deeper. And some of the things that it called for, she didn't have it when she said she's going to start it. She just wrote it down in her journal. But there's a way of being that she would need to keep to sustain and maintain the vision. But the moment when she said she started it, when she was signing the contract, she didn't have that. It was developed on the way. Even though she has it in her to walk the journey. So some of us, we want to have everything we need so we can be ready. You know, it's like when you think in human terms, that's going to war with having the most powerful weapon. See, our life is not a battle. So we don't need weapons so we can handle the attack that comes later. We just need to show up because your authenticity becomes your security. It's when we move forward on the journey of life, on the journey of revealing ourselves, on the journey of creation, of just stepping into our greater yet to be. When we're trying to hide, when we do, oh, I can't receive compliments, I know. You know, all of that, I get it. But changing all of that, that you receive the compliment, and even if it feels funny, you just say thank you. Your authenticity becomes your security. And having a space to have the conversation, I was saying to Celeste this weekend, I said, you know, I am really clear that I need a full-time assistant. And because I was doing so much, I'm trying to write something, I'm uploading the show page, I was waiting for an email to know, to confirm the guest for tomorrow, and I can't think straight because I need to think straight to write what I'm writing, and I was getting very upset. And I said, what I need is a personal assistant. And when I was saying it, it was like, wow. And it's true. It doesn't, you know, sometimes we think those things that we're adding to our life makes us arrive somewhere. It doesn't mean I've arrived anywhere. I just realize I have more responsibilities. I'm committed to my work, and I want to do it to the best of my abilities, and I want to get help where I need help. Because trying to do it
I mean, I'm trying to do it by myself, but I'm not really doing it by myself. You know, it's less help for the radio in so many ways and so much more because, my God, you know, just she makes my life easy. But Celeste has her life. She's got her job. She's got all the stuff that she's doing. But what I'm saying is we're going to need help on the journey. And Oprah knew when she was walking that journey towards her own destiny, she asked, even though it's a company, but her too, asked for a loan from the CEO or president of the Discovery Channel. They gave her a loan, what, $3 million or whatever it was, and they had to go back and ask for more. But some of us, we're hard on ourselves. I can't believe I'm asking for help. I already asked for help. Oh, I shouldn't be doing that. Listen, it's not even about that because your stuff will get healed on the journey. Don't wait for your stuff to be healed before you take a walk. Start walking now. So here's a gift for you. When people give you compliment about you losing weight, just smile and say thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Smile and say thank you. Because when you push the compliment away, you push everything else away that you want. Because you're creating, you're sending out vibrations like, I want it, but I don't. I want it, but I don't. So if it comes, say yes. And I see the best happening for you. And may you find someone to spoon with during the wintertime.
I'm going to go kidnap somebody.
Let me stop.
Okay, I shouldn't be saying that over the radio. I'm going to kidnap my grands. There you go.
So you're going to be on CNN and a yellow jacket.
I know. Right? Okay.
Breaking news,
so
a light worker has been arrested. All right, Mother Wit. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Life is good. It's getting better. We are moving through uncertainties and whatever you're moving through, you're moving through it. Don't move in. Don't buy a condo there. All the people that have ever inspired you went through something similar to what you're going through. It is a scary experience, but you got support. Call on support on the other end. Oh, Lord, you better not say anything, girl, because I thought I muted you. I pushed the button. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see what's going on here. that's funny. Donna behind the scenes. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. What's going on in your world? What are you feeling? What are you afraid to share? What are you trying to work out in your own mind and you can't quite figure it out? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. The journey of transformation is simple, not always easy, but it's easy when you're committed to meditation, when you're committed to forgiveness, when you allow yourself to attach, if you will, to a bigger vision, to a vision that scares the mess out of you, literally. If you let go of all the stuff that you're hiding from others, your issues, the issues in the tissues, if you let them go, the things that you use to prop yourself up, the things that you use to your makeup to make you look a certain way, if you let those go, if you let them go, who are you? That's the question. Wherever you are is wherever you are. There's really nothing wrong with our lives, you know. It's just the way we perceive it. Everything always works out for the good. Always. I don't care if people mistreated you, betrayed you, abused you. If you are willing, you can find the good. You can live the good. You can share the good. you think of people out there today, like I said, who are inspiring, and you sit down and hear their stories. Two stories, similar story. I saw a video of Letticy. She's a, I don't even want to use that first description. She's a singer. If you don't know who she is, Google her. Letticy, L-E-D-I-S-I. I post a video on my wall, and she was talking about how she had two albums out there. They were doing very well. It sold, you know, she was supposed to have money in the bank. And people knew her name. They knew of her. She was doing gigs. But she only had $68 in her bank account and sleeping on the floor in a friend's house, apartment, in New York. There's a that's another friend of mine. I'm laughing at my own story. I heard, tell your own story. Don't talk about other people. But, okay, I tell mine before. Woo-wee, don't you just love this thing called spirit? Okay, I'll tell my own story. Speaking of authenticity is your security. But let me tell this other friend of my story of a friend. I'm going to be as generous as possible. I don't think she'll mind anyway. She won't. She'll tell her own story too. But anyway, she's doing a lot of things now. And she's getting what looks to me, attention really. A lot of energy is going to her work. And I said, woo, you're blowing up. And she said, yeah, I'm blowing up, right? I got no money in my bank account. My gas tank is on empty. I'm blowing up, all right. You know. And so this is my story. As I was sharing earlier about the radio show, the daily thoughts, and doing all the things that I'm doing, I can look at my life. And I can see how God, it's playing itself out through me, as me. And I am grateful for ways that I get to express. And this weekend, you know, doing a show, playing music. I've always wanted to do a music show and do it. And I had this thought. I said, man, I wonder if people just think I'm just super successful and I got money. I'm just like living large. Now, people may be thinking that or not, but I wasn't thinking the thought about other people. But anyway, my story was, and I'm thinking, it's so far from the truth. I have money. I'm blessing what I have, but I sure can use a lot more. And I'm not talking a lot more like, well, let me be careful what I put out into the universe. No, let me just stop there. I can use a lot more, period. I don't need to qualify it. Because I don't know, the universal waiter is waiting to say, what would you want to have today? Yes, I can use more money where I don't have to worry about how I'm going to pay this bill or pay that bill and make sure I have enough money to pay the phone bill or pay that. Y'all know the story. You know? And the thing is, we have been... I don't know. I want to say we've been dealt a wrong hand, but that's not true. I'll say it this way. We have been conditioned and programmed to believe that you cannot survive unless you have a certain amount of money. And depending on where you are in consciousness, you're like, yeah, that's true. What the heck are you talking about? You just talked about wanting some more money. Yeah, I didn't say not making room for more. But we have made money God. That we worship money. We think we can't breathe because we don't have money. We can't be joyful because we don't have money. We can't express our gifts because we don't know how to make money doing what we love. What an erroneous thought. What a load of BS. You are your own money. And yes, there are going to be times when you're doing what you love and money is not coming in, but that's not a reflection of your true self. We have been conditioned, even by people, by society. It's time to let go of the attachment to money. Attachment is the key to suffering. especially those of us in the Western world. Well, I want to do it, but I don't have money. I got to pay my bill. I understand all of that. You think I don't understand it? Set yourself free. Have a new thought about money. Oh, yeah, of course, extra money will make a difference. But what do you have right now? What do you have to give right now? What do you have to offer? What can you contribute? When you think of money, what comes up for you? How free are you with money? Do you hold on to money as if, you know, you're holding a hostage? Or like Mother Wit said, are you kidnapping money? You grab it and you don't let it go? Are you allowing money to flow to you and flow through you? Here's one. Do you love money? Answer that. Answer from your heart, not from your head. Let's see through the eyes of God with Mark Marcel. Mark Marcel, what are you talking about? See through the eyes of God. Eyes of God? What are you talking about? Tell us.
It's funny because think these people are your friends and all like that. It's funny because it's funny because after the second time she apologized to me. And I was like, all right, cool. And it happened again. It's funny because that's people. That's poets. That's how they are. And it's not the art. It's not the poetry that made her do that. She would be that way if she was working in the post office.
It must be hard to look into the eyes of God. It must be. It has to be something so difficult that instead of it builds itself through things our imagination is capable of handling. A burning bush, a dream, a sign of the sky. If you just maybe look into God's eyes, it's almost as if the truth so sets you free could never be more terrifying. I mean, how can you possibly look into the eyes of something you so constantly deny and feel good about? Guilt must be one of the most petrifying things we have to live with. Because you haven't looked into my eyes for the past few years now. Strange. You should tell me how I was one of the few poets that you actually liked, but the things they told me you said about me, I couldn't tell. I've been down this road before. Friends have traded friendships for money, material things. And when it came time to make eye contact, they couldn't even look at me back. But I know what it is. You're just afraid of yourself. Because when you look into my eyes, you're gonna see yourself. This is something I'm sure God has had a hard time trying to convince people of. And it's all right to look at themselves. For years I wanted the meaning of love and its true definition. Only to find that God defined it ever so simply. God is love, only because God is all-accepting. Therefore, love is acceptance, no matter what it is. So how could I possibly say I love people when I've been mocking Muslims, Christians, and Jews for their religion? I apologize for the ones whose faith I shattered just to prove my point. Forgive me, I must have forgotten. We're really all here just trying to find the same point. But how can you say you have a love for humanity and ignore the ones sleeping in back alleys with yesterday's newspaper covering all going to keep them warm? How can you possibly say you love your son or daughter if maybe when they have the courage to tell you they're gay, you're thinking, well, maybe they can change? How, in God's name, can you possibly say you love this individual? How can you say you have a love for peace when a white man calls you and you yap violently? Yes, I'm guilty for some of these things. I can see you all too. How can you possibly love poetry if you can't accept the lifestyle poets have, me included? Why must you hate me? I've done nothing to you. Tried to be a friend to anyone I've ever spoken a sentence to. But I've had conversations with you, done shows for you, drove you through states so you can make your own tour dates. Now you get around me, can't even look me in my face. It must be hard to look into the eyes of God. I accept you for the things you said about me. It must have tasted so sweet on your lips, my name and the dirt you spit on it. But I accept you, please. When you see me, lift up your chin. I accept you for the lies that you filled on the ears of my friends. It's okay, open up your eyelids. I accept you for the nails you hammered in my wrist, for the thorns you placed around my head. Look at me, Father, forgive them for what they know not they do. Look at me, tell me the colors that surround my pupils. I accept you, it must be hard to look into the eyes of God. But I accept you, I know My eyes are deep, but ever so clear. Perfect for you to see the filth you've been holding for me. The truth, ever so terrifying, so set you free. I know it's hard to look into the eyes of God. My eyes will run down your history. Memories you think you can erase by not looking me in my face. I understand it's something you can't help, and I accept you. But I know the hardest part is for you to accept yourself.
You know what? With me, truthfully, I need to be accepting of that. I do. Because if I'm not accepting of that, that's not showing love. Remember what I told you earlier? Love is acceptance. That's all it is. I feel like this. I don't need to look down upon them like I have, you know, and I know that. And the first step is realizing. So the second step is doing, and I'm working on the second step. So
that's right. You can realize something, you can know it intellectually, but you've got to do it. But before you actually get to the doing part, what makes it easy is when you be it, you start demonstrating what you know. So when life comes at you, you remind yourself, what is the truth? What is the absolute truth here? And you move accordingly, and the doing becomes a little bit more easier. Now, you still may be challenged. There might be some old memories saying, no, don't let them get away with that. Oh, you're going to let them say that to you? Oh, they're looking at you. Oh, they're judging you. But you, what's the truth? What's my true nature? Love is acceptance. That's your true nature. Your true nature is acceptance. Love is freedom. When you say yes to love, you're saying yes to acceptance. You're accepting yourself. You're accepting your stories, your life, how it's showing up, what you like about it, what you don't like about it. As a matter of fact, start accepting the things that piss you off about yourself. And when you do that, you have more compassion for others. And you know, it's a journey. Here's a good one. Oh, I like this. Think of this plane, Earth, as a universal washing machine. See, we're like the I don't know. Let me see if I can. Let me put that different. Like, I don't want to say it that way. We're here to clean out the dirty vibrations. So the universe, spirit, God, goddess, is spinning us around. So the dirt might be released. It's a slow process, though. We don't use bleach. It's an organic process. So you're just being spun around by the universe, so you may be clean. Tide ain't got nothing on you. It's almost time to release the show. Thank you for your ears. Thank you for your consciousness. Stand strong. Let love be your foundation. When love is your foundation, you can accept your experience. Doesn't mean you're just putting up with it. You get to see it for what it is. You get to take inspired action. And it's important to have people in your corner that you can lean on. Asking for help is not weakness. Expressing your vulnerability takes courage. And the truth is, everybody got stuff. Got stuff they're hiding. Don't be fooled by what they're wearing. Don't be fooled by the body. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Just want you to know that you are love. So be love. Be true to yourself. And allow life to love you. Be loved. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. And for another episode of the Ask Life Coach Addy Radio Show. And if you feel moved, inspired to donate, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com or the like pages. This is the Agape Choir. Blessed always. See you tomorrow. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.